Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Realm presents a Dagaz Media production, The Cleansed, Season 2, Episode 8, The Revelation, Part 2.
Dead. You need to move on.
No!
We don't have a choice, Luke. It's live or die.
David, something's coming.
I know.
What do we do?
We die, Chris. We die.
Mar, I'm scared.
It's okay, Luke. We stick together.
No matter what.
The three of us.
No matter what.
Maria, we've got to run.
I can't do it.
Maria, we've got to!
They're coming from both sides of the road. Come on, you guys. Back down the alley.
What the hell? Where'd these freaks come from? Hey, you skunks. We're supposed to be on the same side.
Maria, run.
Where to, Luke? How about you make a decision for once?
Fine, we'll go, back to the boat, okay?
Do you even remember how to get there?
Yes, I do. It was, that way.
East. Follow east. We'll hit the ocean. Easy. Come on!
How can you even talk when... Mom! Mom! Mom!
Maria, you can let it all out later, but please, we've got to get back to the boat.
Mom!
Maria!
This boat. Will this boat get us somewhere safe?
What? Yeah, sure.
Good. Because these people, I think they're about to do something bad.
Bad? Like what bad? This is bad.
Yes, but they have something. The codes. Please, we have to get as far away as possible.
Why? Why do we have to get far away?
They'll blow us all to hell.
How?
The nukes. They have the nukes.
Oh. Well, we can deal with that. The planes, right? Maria shot one down. We'll do it again.
What? You mean... No. This is not just a little bomber, my friend. This is... These weapons will destroy an entire city like this. Poof. All gone. They were never supposed to be used, but... Nothing turned out the way it's supposed to be.
So why don't we stop them?
There's no stopping them now! Don't you understand? They have John. They have the codes. That helicopter is coming...
Over there! He's shot, Luke!
I didn't even think about it.
Think about it later. Now it's time to split.
What do you think about these codes?
Forget them! Let's go back to the boat!
But what if we can't? What if we need to stop them from getting away?
Then we need a tiebreaker. Maria?
Hey, Maria!
What, Luke? What the hell do you want?
Maria, please. I'm sorry. God, I'm sorry about what happened, but we have to act.
How can you be so calm?
Because I've been here before, Mar. I was there when the world got bad.
Was it this bad? Tell me, Luke, has it ever been this bad?
Maria, you've got to listen to me, okay? Listen.
Oh, crap. I'm on my last clip, guys.
Maria, we have to make a decision now. Go to the boat or go get these codes. Stop the bomb, I guess. Either way, we might die.
Then we go back in.
You sure?
Yes, I'm goddamn sure. You want to waste time? Keep standing in the street.
Maria! Where are you going?
You want to mess with me? You can friggin' mess with me! You think you're so tough? You think you're a good shot? Well, come and get me! Come and friggin' get me! Die, you bastards!
Maria, come on!
You can all die! Try and stop me!
Maria, in here! Come on!
You killed my mother!
Maria!
Inside the Leaky Tap Bar, a dive at its best, it is now a slaughterhouse, wreathed in a fog of gunpowder.
Oh, Jesus, Mar, you've totally...
Get off of me! Get the hell off!
This is not good.
All right, I'm in now, Mark. Time to figure out where the hell we're going.
Looks like Sam caused some hell in here. This was a bar?
John set off a flash bomb. They still took him, but it was enough to get me out.
So where are they taking John? We heard... The big machine, right? They'll be going wherever that goes.
Yes, probably.
So we can follow it. Save John and shoot the damn thing down. Game over.
Won't work.
Come on, Mar.
Yeah, just give me a minute.
We don't have a minute. I'm sorry.
Yeah, of course. I guess we all sort of knew this could happen.
Yeah, I... Hey, Mar? Mar, are you okay? Are you gonna be sick? I can...
He knew. John almost told me back at the river that... That son of a bitch, he knew!
Who? What? What are you talking about, Maria?
I saw... I think I know where we're going, and... I don't know if I can go through with it.
You saw the future?
Maybe. Or maybe some kind of future.
What happened?
That much I'm not sharing. Not even to my own flesh and blood.
But you might give it up? The fight?
No. No, it's too late for that now. But it has me thinking.
God damn it! John knew! And he went through with it anyway!
He wasn't the only one. Those dreams. How do we explain the dreams, Maria?
We don't explain anything. We keep on fighting.
What's happening now?
These aren't the family.
Hey, what the hell? Hey, Michael! We loaded up the freight car just like you asked, and then these just started attacking us! The psychos! Fight them off! Grab your guns!
Yeah, now, right in our jaw.
These are, like what Cutler said, wolves.
This is not good. If they've turned on each other, then nothing is safe. Please, listen to me, please, we've got to run!
We're going. Hey, Maria? Maria?
I found something.
What?
Mom's gun. They made her check it at the door.
Yours now, warrior woman.
it's come at too high a cost. But I'll make them pay for it.
Luke, take her old one.
No, oh, no, it's too big for me.
Then take my rifle. I can use the M4, but we might be fighting close quarters.
Then you stay in front.
Sure.
Hey.
Yeah?
You know what this is?
Magnum six shooter. Blow the hell out of whatever you pointed at.
I'm gonna hold on to it.
Good. Just be sure not to hit me with it, huh?
Ha ha.
Well, time to go.
Borderton, approaching St. James Hospital, where Saul's helicopter awaits.
St. Michael's, as promised. My men loaded the goods up on the train. It'll roll out in just a minute. And here comes your bird. You can refuel on the roof. We keep a tank of diesel up there. Prophet signed and delivered. Not worth a sister.
A helicopter? You have a goddamn helicopter? What for?
Why, flying around, John.
All that diesel fuel. You could run ground vehicles, generators, machinery.
I guess you don't understand, John. We're about to unlock an unlimited source of energy.
What?
And what is energy, after all, but another word for power? And what is power but the means to get your own way? The only reason to have it is to use it.
Not without the scientist, you won't.
Now I see. I see. I see.
What?
That's why you're so content. Oh, John, you think you are such a hero. The stunt with the grenade. Oh, I understand.
What the hell is it?
Tell him, Michael.
Don't need the scientist. He told us all we needed to know. Lock and key. We can use the nuke.
No. He wouldn't.
You left him with us for a while, John. We had the opportunity to, get to know each other.
Damn you!
You think we'd buy a bunch of the world's most powerful weapons without the key to use them? John, what do you take me for? You're the one who taught me the power of persuasion.
But you only have the ones that came off the Citadel. The payload. You'll still run out of energy without the depot.
True, but that's why we have you, John. You're going to tell us where to find it.
Like hell I will.
We'll see. Plus, we were able to buy a warhead from our friends here. It's a hell of a place to start.
So we're square?
Square.
Oh. Hey, holy...
They got Michael.
Nicely done, Zeke. Thank you. You see, John, we're clearing the table for the grand finale. Man, it is time for Abaddon! That's our ride!
Across town.
This is madness! All hell has broken loose out here. We'd better just turn back.
There's the chopper.
It's like what you shot at before, Maria.
Except I don't have any big guns now, Luke.
There are only so many places it can land.
The hospital.
What?
The hospital. There's a landing pad on the hospital.
So let's go.
No, please.
You're scared.
That's not it.
Well, too goddamn bad. We're kind of way past being scared, mister.
Please, you've got to understand. These people have imprisoned me. They've done things to me. If I get into their hands again...
They killed my mother! Do you get that? Nothing about you really matters, so you can either come along or forget it. We'll stop them ourselves.
I'm sorry, Maria. Right, I feel your pain. I do, but on this, you don't understand.
Get out of my face.
She... Oh, no. No!
In or out, old man.
You wouldn't say these things if you knew what I've been through.
We've been through bad things too.
What happens when you get way past caring? When
when what happens to you doesn't really matter anymore because you're already dead inside. Paul, when I first met him, he told me about being born again. And you know what? I think I was. I was born again from the empty shell of a man that was sucking up the Republic and pounding slag. I was born again with the bright lights of a young boy. I was born again, all right. And now I was dead again. I was just a walking dead and nothing mattered. Nothing except this Queenie. She was the last of the Subis, and she needed me. What for? I couldn't tell you. Why me? I don't know. Bad luck? We were making our escape. But this was the last stand. I was sick of running.
A distant part of the soup, underneath the Believer's Chapel.
I think maybe around here.
You know where you're going.
They took us through here. These tunnels are where the train comes through. Just let me see about this. Another dead end! No!
It's okay. They're dead ends all throughout the mines. We just have to go one tunnel at a time until we get back to the trains.
It's like a damn labyrinth. I swear we've been this way before.
Keep your hand on the right wall. We'll go every right turn. That way we can't get lost.
But we don't have time if they catch up.
You can't think of that, Lucian. We have to just go one tunnel at a time. Maybe past this cart.
Blasphemer! Have you followed the blasphemers?
Tracks! They went this way.
Crap, it's too late.
Master Job, I see them. I see the blasphemers.
The Ward of Satan, Moth of Abaddon.
They're blocking the way out. Lucian, are you ready for this?
What do you mean?
What do you think?
We go down fighting. That's your plan? You want to see your people again? So you'll charge through anything. But what about me? I don't have any reason for being alive anymore.
There are other boys like Amos down there. If they live. If they live, then they need me. If they live, then they need you to get me to them.
What for? So the religious crazies can chase them to their graves? No, I'm done fighting.
Lucian.
You hear me? I'm done!
Lucian, please!
If you want to get me, come and get me. Here's your blasphemer!
Come, believers! This is the man! The man who turned his hands on Paul himself! The man who desecrated our temple!
Yeah. Well, before you talk about desecration, let's talk about my boy. Let's talk about the boy who Paul left behind when the wolf came down. Amos, you remember him? Me and him blew up buildings for your Paul, for your Jesus. And when Amos needed Jesus, where was he? He was running away. Is that the kind of God you follow?
Blasphemer! Blasphemer!
Maybe I'm a blasphemer. If you want to try it, then take me before the light of the Lord, then. I'm yours. I'm not gonna fight you.
Strike him! Throw stone!
Blasphemer!
Quiet! Quiet now, believers! We listen to him. Yes, yes. We will take you, Lucian. And we will deliver you before Paul for judgment. We will do this if you come in peace. You understand this?
Sure do.
For what you have done. For the sin of blasphemy against our Lord. For raising your fist against him. There is only one punishment.
The lake of fire!
Are you ready for that?
Yeah, on one condition.
Well, the sinner can only have so many requests. But entertain us, Lucian. What do you ask the Lord to give you in his infinite kindness?
I want to look into Paul's face one more time and ask him if Jesus were really here on earth, would he let an innocent boy die? Because the Jesus I believe in wouldn't do that.
He lies. Believers, he lies. No one can accuse our Lord Jesus. Attack him!
Tell him! Tell him to look in the mirror and let me know how righteous that face is.
Lucian!
What?
Duck! Come on!
The devil! The devil has taken us! Children! We must flee! The devil has been taken!
What the hell did you do?
Tear gas. I found it in one of their closets. If you come from the soup, you keep a few tricks up your sleeve. In case your traveling companion goes soft.
I meant what I said. I really do believe in Jesus.
Whatever. I just hope Jesus believes in guns, because we're going to need a few more before this is all through. Right, Lucian, keep your hand on the right.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Borderton on the hospital rooftop.
How does it feel, John, to be beaten? John? Oh, John, don't hide it behind the tough guy face. You can be upset. What's that smile about, John?
Would you believe me if I said I had a vision?
I never took you for a man of faith.
People change.
Not you.
Who says I might not have a little change of heart? Who says I might not know something you don't?
That I highly doubt.
Come on, Saul. You said it. You and me were cut from the same cloth. You think I'd give myself up so easy? I could see the betrayal from a mile away.
Amusing, John. You're a clever talker as always, but in this case, I think you've been outmaneuvered. Checkmate!
Zeke, since when have you been palling around with this guy? Zeke?
I don't think he wants to talk to you.
He's all lies, Zeke. Just one streaming fountain of...
If I wanted to talk to you, I'd talk to you, John. I'd say, hey, John, have you left any boys to die in the soup lately?
Zeke!
I'd say, hey, John, have you found any more adopted sons? Have you gotten them to believe in your little quest? Are you leading them to their deaths, too?
I think you hurt the boy's feelings, leaving him to die.
No, it wasn't like that.
Shut up!
Zeke, not here. We have much to show him first.
Yes, of course.
For instance, John, you like fireworks, right? The 4th of July? Well, I think we missed it this year. But it's not too late.
What?
Let me show you a neat trick.
Damascus, please take the fish out of water.
Affirmative, sir.
All those little boats in the harbor. Boom, boom. Hope your kids weren't on board. John, you're... remarkably calm, John. We push you past your limit? I see that. Well, I can show you other things. Damascus, the stadium.
Affirmative, sir.
Did you ever like baseball, John? I never cared for it, but Fenway was one of the few landmarks that made it. Till now. Look west. It'll be almost as good as the sunset. Mankind could do miraculous things, John. Don't you agree? John? John, will you answer me?
I told you, I saw a vision.
a vision? John? Now you're starting to sound like Paul.
He's up there.
No.
Now we're getting somewhere. What's your life worth to you, John? Cat got your tongue. Let me make you one offer, John. Just one. His life for hers. I'll take the scientist after all.
No.
John, we're coming!
Such a pretty voice, Zeke. End it. Zeke!
I can't, Saul, my God.
They're shooting at the helicopter. Shoot them, Zeke!
You dropped your clip, Zeke. Standard issue Army M16. Clip ejects with a spring, which is easy to grab when you use the gun to knock the wind out of somebody.
Damascus, when you see the bird fly, bring the tower down. Burn it!
Copy that. You want the hospital destroyed?
As soon as you see me a safe distance away.
Roger, we'll go then.
Well, John, you were going to witness the final act. Shame that you won't see the ending after all. It's going to be a revelation. Zeke, in the chopper.
I'll destroy them, Saul. We'll get the scientist.
We lost that chance. Go!
Zeke, I'm sorry. I swear on my own blood, I'll never leave you again in life. Never!
Get us up! Get us up!
Jesus, Maria, down!
I won't leave him alive. I want to see it.
Zeke, calm yourself!
Zeke, I'm sorry.
You will be sorry, you fool!
Enough! Call down Damascus!
Yes, sir. Damascus, this is Mammon. Prepare the Fox.
Copy that, Mammon. Preparing the Fox to fly. Can we get confirmation from the Wolf?
Make it happen, you idiots!
10-4, Wolf. Missile launch in 5.
John! God damn it, John!
Abraham.
John, why are you looking at me like that? John, I'm sorry. I swear, it was under duress.
They were going to torture me, John. You knew what it was like when Richard tortured me, John.
It's okay, Abraham.
What? Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm not looking at anyone.
You bastard. You knew. God damn it, you knew. You went along with it anyway.
Maria, please.
How could you? My mother, you didn't even warn me. You didn't tell me. I would have told her.
I'm sorry.
Sorry? What does sorry mean to a guy like you?
More than you'll ever know.
You're wounded, John. Your leg.
Maria, listen. My time left here is short.
No! John, you can't leave me too.
I've been living on borrowed time for years now. This is all in your hands now.
Why? John, why? What is happening?
Saul's going to shoot a missile.
A missile?
Like the one that took down those buildings?
No! There's no way we can stand against it. Listen. You're getting off this roof. There's a way. We have to get you over to that other building.
Where?
Follow me.
John, where the hell are we going? John, why am I still following you?
Because you believe in the mission. Now, Maria, Mark, help me push off this tank.
Come here. This, what the hell?
Jet fuel. We're making an explosion.
Why?
Just trust me. And now.
Oh, Jesus! Earthquake! Now, wait for it!
Holy! I left a grenade in Michael's car. Now, if I timed it right, then... Yes!
Jesus, hit some turbulence.
What's happening?
I'll radio in. Damascus, this is Mammon. Do you copy?
Hear you loud and clear, Mammon. Over.
What did you just feel down there? Over.
Boat just started getting tossed around. Fox 3 jammed in the silo. Over.
What does he mean?
Nothing, Saul. Just...
Give me the radio! What's going on down there?
Earthquake just shook us around. We're having a problem with launch.
Well, fix it!
10-4, sir. We will repair the foxhole. We expect it'll be up again in 60. Damascus out.
Damascus! Damascus! Listen to me!
Can't help. Safety shuts down in the event of mechanical failure. Keep from...
Shut up! Do we have any missiles aboard this aircraft?
4 banks of Hellfire missiles, yes.
Then turn around! We need to stop them!
Sir, we'll be short on fuel.
Turn around!
Can't break a building that's already broke! Now, Maria, get down!
What the hell? On the fire escape?
Sort of. You're going down one landing and then jumping onto the next roof.
John, that building just finished collapsing.
Drop down the stairwell. Now go!
Fine, John.
Hey, the helicopter's wheeling around again.
Hey, Maria! We had too short a time.
John? John! John!
He's running!
John, no! No, John!
How could he? He left us here to die alone.
Get off the roof!
There are our little mice. Drop the hellfire.
Saul, I'm coming for you! Saul!
He's shooting at us. It's just a little pea shooter. Pilot, take them down!
John! John!
Maria, come on, get down!
Drop it!
Don't think about profit. Jump, Maria!
I'm next.
Hey, hold on! Come on, Luke. You and me.
Mark, that's a big drop.
Remember what we said?
We're together. Even if all the rest of this falls apart.
Yeah.
All
remember that moment forever. When Sam gave her life for us. There, I said it. Maybe I should write. Mom. When Mom gave her life for us. It was at this moment that I actually thought of Sam as Mom for the first time. I mean, I'd said it before, all throughout my life. But it never occurred to me, really, how important she really was. She raised me when so many other people gave up on me, and I never gave her any credit. In fact, I always held it against her until it was too late. But I didn't even have time to think about it, did I? Everything was changing so fast. The ground beneath our feet shifting, and there was Maria to worry about. We had made a pact. And this was our chance to see if what Mark, Maria, and I had created was strong enough to stand against evil.
It's a miracle. A goddamn miracle.
I thought you were a man of science.
It's a figure of speech.
Oh, is that all it is?
John knew what was coming. He knew the earthquake was coming and that he could make the building collapse if he set off the diesel fuel.
Yes.
But why? He could have just gone down the way we came, but... Because if we were going down the fire escape of the other building, we would have been killed when Saul hit it with the missile.
Yes.
So he blew the hell out of this building, knowing that when it collapsed, it would fall in this direction, making it close enough for us to jump to, all before the helicopter could come back and blow the other building to Kingdom Come.
Yes.
But how? How did he know this?
He saw it.
When he was in the river? Drowned? Before my mother brought him back?
Yeah.
Oh.
Makes you wonder.
Yeah?
What I'm seeing in my dreams? I hope they don't come true.
Underground tunnels near the Believer's rail yard.
Jesus, it's happening again!
We're close! Lucian, get in the rail car!
What do you think is happening?
The Earth is moving.
Yeah, but why? Have you ever heard of anything like this? Is Paul right? Is this the work of God?
It's the work of the Earth. I read it.
You read it?
There are those of us who can read in the soup, yes.
Wow. I can read too, you know, but it's not like there are any books around.
In the early days, we burned them for heat. Then we learned that there's power in them. Stories.
Stories. Why don't you tell me a story now? I think we're gonna be here a little while.
Sure. I got one. I may not remember it all quite right, but I liked it quite a lot. It's about... it's a kind of a funny word.
Yeah?
A hobbit.
What?
This story's about a hobbit. Let me tell you what they're like. A long, long time ago, in a hole under the ground, there lived this hobbit. Bilby, or Bilrog, or it doesn't matter. Anyway, so the hobbit...
Paul's Chapel.
Believers! Where are my believers?
Paul?
Paul!
You awake?
Help me stand.
Yes. Yes, Paul.
The microphone. Where is it?
The microphone? Oh, yes, yes. Here, Paul. Over here.
After the service, I went for it. Paul, I'm so very, very sorry. If I had known that Lucian would turn on us like a demon sent by the very devil himself, I'd
speak of the service. More important things are happening. Do you feel it?
No, Paul. I am not worthy. I do not understand.
The sixth seal has been broken. The wrath of the Lamb cometh.
The wrath?
Do you not see it? Look now at the wrath. The earthquake has awakened the mighty weapon. I told you all we needed is faith. Faith has opened the door. Faith has broken the seal. Now, the radio. Give it to me.
Yes, Paul.
Book of Revelation, chapter 6, verse 12 through 17. Then I watched.
Well, he broke open the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake. The sun turned as black as dark sackcloth, and the whole moon became like blood. The stars in the sky fell to the earth like unripe figs shaken loose from the tree in a strong wind. Then the sky was divided like a torn scroll, curling up, and every mountain and island was moved from its place.
I tell you, every night I have to listen to this crap. People down south are crazy. So you leave tomorrow?
Yes. I appreciate the hospitality, and my people will appreciate the catch.
At least I can do. My grandmother taught me how to pick a lobster like that.
How do you think my boy is doing?
Fine, Caitlin, just fine. Another cup of tea?
No, you can save it.
Fair enough. Well, time to go check on the light.
Sure thing. I'll be here.
Oh, no. Good Lord, help us.
What is it?
See, out there on the water, a dark shape and lights.
Oh, but it's what they warned us about. A big ship. A warship.
I think you'd better be leaving tonight.
Come with me. My people will take you in.
No, my place is here with my light.
Yes, you damn old fool. I guess it is. Goodbye, Cutler. Good luck.
From the journals of Mark Buteo. Sometime in October, 2052. Luke told me the time. It has never really mattered much to me, but I guess in this sort of thing you're supposed to keep a record. I apologize if my writing is bad. I am used to keeping logs for things like, today I caught my first deer. Today is cold, early this year. Or the crops are crushed by oppressive heat. I am not used to writing my feelings in them. But on this day, I felt compelled to say something about this mad adventure. I have witnessed great courage and great evil today. I have seen marvels of man that I did not dream existed, and I have, moments later, seen those same marvels struck down and burned to the ground. So, in a sense, I have seen both hints of the glory of the old times, and in that same moment have seen the reason for its downfall. The two seem interlocked, like a serpent eating its own tail. All the reasons for the collapse of that great people were written into their rise to power. I have seen this come to pass through the eyes of two people who have grown as brother and sister to me, Luke and Maria. I have seen them lose their mother in the line of fire, then stand up and continue fighting. I try to comfort them, but how can I, when my mother lies safely back home? And is probably with our people now, helping Father prepare for winter. And we have seen the other man, Prophet. He entered my life, all of our lives, like a bolt of lightning, glorious and inspiring and powerful, but leaving ash and destruction in his wake. We saw him charge off after a helicopter, a grinding, shouting monster of destruction, and then the world erupted. And he vanished.
So he too is gone. But is he dead? I wonder. The three of us took to the tradition of my people and built a pyre for Sam, the warrior who lay gone but not forgotten in the battle. We found a shredded U.S. Army patch in the wreckage of the hospital building, which we added to the pyre to honor the spirit of Prophet, wherever he may be. And then we stood before it in a rite of passage. We lit the torch and saw the end of some things and the beginning of so much more.
On Borderton's waterfront, a somber ritual.
Do you, have any words to say?
Yes, I will. Mom, you raised me to be the woman I am. You taught me to shoot. You taught me nerves. You taught me how to stand with tough men. How to fight for what is right. Thank you.
Is that... are you...
I'm done.
Sam. I'm sorry that I never told you that I loved you. I'm sorry for all the times that I said you weren't really my mother. Because you were. You could have abandoned me, and you could have let me fall into the hands of the people who wouldn't have raised me like their own. But you didn't. Well, you didn't show it all the time. But you and David, you did treat me like your son. And for that, I owe you more than you will ever know. I'm sorry. I do love you. Goodbye.
I did not know you long, warrior woman, but no doubt you are mighty. In my tribe, we have a tradition for when a warrior falls. I have learned it all too well. We set a torch now to ease your spirit as it transcends. Set the fire, Maria.
See you in the next life, Mom.
Mom.
Then there's the Prophet.
I never thought it would happen. He was so tough.
Did you see him die, Abraham?
No, but I... be reasonable.
A building fell on top of him, Mark.
Vanished in a billow of flame, yes. Well, isn't that how heroes go? For you, mighty prophet, we carry the torch onward. It is a fitting end for one who has set all the land he has traveled in ablaze. Ablaze with his spirit. Ablaze with his determination. Ablaze with his values. You did all of this because you had a vision for this land. A vision of a return to glory. A vision that, for us, is dim. For we did not see the glory that was, but I pray we can imagine the glory that could yet be. And for this, warrior, we honor your passing. Goodbye, John.
Goodbye, John.
Bye, John.
Dad, we're on our own now, aren't we?
No, Maria. No, we have each other. We are together.
Even if all the rest of this world falls apart?
Even if all the rest of this world falls apart.
Even if all the rest of this world falls apart.
Thank you.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
You've been listening to The Cleansed, a Daggaz Media production presented by Realm. Written, directed, and produced by Fred Greenhold. Full cast and crew credits, behind-the-scenes photos, and transcripts at thecleansed.com.